Welcome to FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, 17-year-old spoils the truck party. It was a Thursday night truck series night in America for the Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series as they started their playoff season with their opening race at Bristol. And for a while, it looked like it was going to be a showdown between GMS drivers Brett Moffitt and Tyler Ankrum. But their part-time driver Sam Mayer says, I don't think so. Mayer took over the lead from Brett Moffitt with 30 laps to go and never surrendered as the 17-year-old won his first ever Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series race on Thursday night. Brett Moffitt led 117 laps but had to settle for second. He said after the race that tires, well, they just got the best of him. Tanner Gray, a great run for him, finishes in the third place. Part-time driver Parker Kligerman finished in fourth, and Chandler Smith finished in the fifth position. Zane Smith as well as Tyler Ankrum both were up front, but Smith had something go wrong on his truck in the final laps and had to settle for 17th, while Ankrum had to settle for 7th place. After the first race of the season, it was Todd Gillen and Christian Eckes below the cut line after the first race of the round of 10. Number 2. Mayer sweeps night. Right after the Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series, it was time for some ARCA night in America as well. The ARCA Menard Series took to the 0.533 mile track in Bristol, Tennessee. And for most of the year, it has been a battle between Ty Gibbs and Sam Mayer, and on Thursday night, it was no different. Mayer and Gibbs both battled at the front, with Gibbs leading 53 laps while Mayer led 116, but when it was all said and done, it was back-to-back wins and back-to-back races for the driver of the number 21 car. Mayer, like we said, led 116 out of the 200 laps to get the victory, with Ty Gibbs finishing second, Max McLaughlin in third, Mason Diaz in fourth, and Michael Self rounding out the top five. Number 3, weekend schedule for Bristol. It is a plethora of action from the Great America Coliseum as the NASCAR Xfinity Boys and the NASCAR Cup Series take to the track at Bristol Motor Speedway on Friday and Saturday night, respectively. It all starts at 7 p.m. on NBCSN, where Bristol will be hosting the regular season Xfinity Series finale, which has 11 of its 12 playoff spots decided, entering the world's fastest half mile. Brandon Brown currently holds a 49-point advantage over Jeremy Clemens for the final open spot, which means the 51 car is basically going to have to win in order to get into the round of 12. Rick Allen, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Jeff Burton, and Kyle Petty will call Friday's Xfinity race on NBCSN, while Steve Letarte will be on-site at Bristol, roaming pit road from the lens of a crew chief. Dave Burns and Dylan Welch will serve as Friday's pit reporters as well. Fast forward to a little bit over 24 hours later, where NBC presents the 2020 NASCAR Cup Series playoff elimination race from Bristol, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern with NASCAR America and then countdown to green. Once again, the playoff standings entering Richmond, a comfortable cushion 1 through 9, and then you start with Eric Amarola and Kurt Busch plus 7. Clint Bowyer with the final playoff spot plus 3, and then below the bubble, William Byron is minus 3, Cole Custer is minus 8, Matt DiBenedetto is minus 25, and Ryan Blaney is minus 27. Rick Allen, Jeff Burton, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Steve Letarte will call the race from the broadcast booth at Charlotte, while Dave Burns, Marty Snyder, and Dylan Welch will serve as pit reporters. Rutledge Wood will also report from the Bristol Fan Zone and Victory Lane, sharing unique stories of the track and from fans at home. That is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Nolan. For all the latest on Bristol, recaps from Richmond, previews for Las Vegas or Talladega are upcoming. We will have those for you on FrontStretch.com. From all of us here at FrontStretch, stay healthy, stay safe, continue to social distance, and when in public, wear a mask.